Well, the chase is over for Alex Rodriguez. He has finally hit home run number 600. The New York Yankees third baseman blasted a pitch over the center field wall in the first inning of today's game against the Toronto Blue Jays. After 12 games without hitting a long ball, many fans were baffled as to why it took so long. A-Rod becomes the seventh player to join the 600 home run club, joining the likes of Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, and Barry Bonds. And yet, after his admission that he used performance-enhancing drugs, baseball fans and sports writers alike wonder whether this milestone even matters. If you are a baseball fan, do you care about A-Rod's 600th home run? Do you still care about home run records at all? Our number is 800-989-8255. The email address is talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation at our website. Just go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Joining us now from member station WDET in Detroit is Bill Roden. He is a columnist for the New York Times. Bill, nice to talk to you.
The great Tony Cox. How are you doing, man?
It's wonderful. Great talking with you. It's wonderful to be with you. We've done a number of NPR shows together, but we've never had a show where people get to call in and talk, so we're going to do that today. What was your reaction when you saw that he finally hit, that A-Rod finally hit number 600, Bill?
About time. I was about to jump off the cliff, too. I said, come on, man. Just hit the home run, will you? It was, you know, particularly in New York, you know, where everything is just made bigger than it is. And with every inning that he didn't get a hit, it was just getting worse and worse and worse. So, and you knew it was just a matter of time. So, you know, I'm just glad that it's over with. That part of the drama is over with, and now we could move on.
There has not been, I mean, well, let me put it this way, Bill Roden. There's been a great deal of conversation about A-Rod and number 600, but there hasn't been a great deal, it seems to me, tell me if I'm wrong, of interest in whether he hit it or not.
Yeah, well, I think you're right halfway in that. Remember, and we talked about it a couple of years ago, that A-Rod was going to be the shining prince, the antidote to Barry Bonds. And then, of course, we discovered that there was no Santa Claus, and and that A-Rod was just like everybody else, and he was juicing up to perform. The reality is that I think at one level this is sort of the last gasp of the steroid era, but they also think, Tony, I mean, A-Rod is a great player, just like Barry Bonds was a great player and Willie Mays was a great player. These guys are great players, and whether you like it or not, he's got the record. He's the youngest major leaguer to achieve this milestone. It's a great record. It's going to stick. It's in the record book, no asterisks, and that's just the way it is. And if he keeps healthy and keeps on his pace, in 3 years, 4 years, you know, we're going to actually be talking about him as the new home run person. So, you know, you could wring your hands about it, but this is it. It's in the record book, and just kind of get over it and move on.
How old is he? How old is he?
Bill? I think he's, what is A-Rod, like 31?
All right, 31, so he 32. Has time. How far could he go in terms of how many home runs he could hit, presuming that, you know, he's, you know, off the juice now and he's going to be the real athlete that we thought he was before his admission?
Oh, I think so. Actually, I think he may be close to like 34, 35. But I think given his work habits, I think he lives a relatively healthy lifestyle. I think he's got a tremendous shot. And particularly if he continues to play with the Yankees, because they're always going to surround him with a great team. So all things being equal, without any sort of debilitating injuries, I think he's going to be right there. He's going to be right there looking at Babe Ruth, Henry Aaron, and Barry Bonds.
We're going to take a call in a minute, but I wonder, because you knew George Steinbrenner, the late owner of the Yankees, what would he have said today to and about A-Rod hitting home run number 600? He probably would have been angry that he didn't do it at Yankee Stadium, but beside that, what might he have said?
No, I think he'd be bursting with pride, because this was a reflection on him. He's the one who authorized signing the big check to bring A-Rod to New York. In fact, you could probably argue that A-Rod was sort of Steinbrenner's last great signature signing. So you don't have to know Steinbrenner well to know that he would be pleased as punch at this moment.
All right, let's take a call. Let's go to Michael from Jamaica Plains, Massachusetts. Michael, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Do you have a comment or question? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for letting me speak. I actually feel like baseball, in order to clean up its image, has a price to pay. And that price may be its big stars who've cheated. And if A-Rod, hits 1,000 more home runs, I think they're illegitimate in my mind. And I'm a huge baseball fan. I think baseball's crowning moment was when Cal Ripken broke the longevity record in the late 90s. And since then, it's been tarnished by the steroid era. And the only way to, basically reclaim some legitimacy is to make tough decisions about the record books and clean them up. Thanks.
How do you know Cal Ripken wasn't juicing?
He's gone. And I don't know. We know the answer to that. That raises the question, though, Bill Roden, with me. And let me, before we go further, suggest to people who may want to call in and offer a comment. This is Talk of the Nation. We're talking about A-Rod and baseball and home run number 600 and whether you care, don't care, whether it should be an asterisk assigned to it or not. The phone number is 800-989-8255. The email address is talk@npr.org. Are we seeing, Bill Roden, the handling of this being different than obviously Barry Bonds or some of the others who have hit home run milestones in their careers, not going all the way back to Hank Aaron, of course.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Tony, because I think the approach is much more sober, if you've noticed. You know, there's not sort of the telegrams and all that. I think that there's a much more restrained atmosphere because of sort of what A-Rod had gone through and the admissions and all that, and also just the fact that you just don't know. I think there was something called the steroid era. You know, Bud Selig hates to use that term, but it existed. A lot of players were using. And by the way, you know, the caller made this thing about Cal Ripken and all that. There are a lot of pitchers who are using too. So I think we all have to get off this holier than thou and driven as pure as a driven snow, and accept these accomplishments for what they are. There are a lot of home runs being hit by guys guys like A-Rod, and they were hit by off of a lot of pitchers who were juicing. So let's just, like, I just get over it.
Yeah, here's some emails I'd like to share with you. Here's one from Mason. It's, of course it matters. Steroids do not improve a batter's eyes. The most influential factor in making solid contact with the ball, they made him hit it further, but not more often. And congratulations, this person says to A-Rod. Here's another one. This one comes from Justin in Minnesota. He says, I'm really happy to see that A-Rod is racking up homers at a record rate. It is a mark on baseball to have the home run record held by a cheater like Barry Bonds. At least A-Rod has admitted his mistakes. If he gets the overall home run record, at least the record will be correct, and we won't have to hear about Bonds and his tainted numbers anymore. That speaks to what you and I were just now talking about. It's because in this viewer's mind, or this listener's mind, I should say, since A-Rod owned up, fessed up to his, that it's okay, and since Barry Bonds has not, then it's not okay.
That's just bizarre, and I think is nonsense. To my mind, I mean, Barry Bonds is still the home run king. He's not been proven guilty. The government's posse has been on his case for years at a lot of our money. They've not found anything. Likely they probably will not. And Barry Bonds was a great hitter, the greatest hitter of all time. And again, you know, again, Tony, it does not matter whether, you know, Ty Cobb, it was a renowned racist. You know, he's in the Hall of Fame, whether you or I, and he was a great base dealer, whether you like it or whether I like it or not. That's just the way it is, you know. And I'm glad people like, you know, A-Rod better than they like Barry Bonds, but the reality is that Barry Bonds is the home run king, and that's the way it is.
Here's a diehard Yankee fan, Carolyn from Raleigh, North Carolina, saying that I am a diehard Yankee fan. I do care about home run records. However, because of A-Rod's admission of juicing, I think that this is meaningless. I've got a call coming up in just a second. Do you think, Bill Roden, that this will keep A-Rod out of the Hall of Fame?
Or will it help him get in? No. He's, A-Rod is what they call a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, this guy was one of the best second basemen, shortstops rather, of all time. Now he switched to third, one of the greatest third basemen of all time. He was one of the greatest hitters of all time. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, period.
Did you say fault first? Is that how you it was described going in? Or vote first, maybe the first ballot.
No, it's the first ballot.
Oh, okay.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Does something have to go in? I have not been to the Hall of Fame, so I can't say how they have it set up. But does a line have to go in underneath his picture that says he was great, and he was a multiple position player, but yet he was a part of this juiced period in baseball?
Let's go back to the Hall of Fame saying, this person was great, but he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. This person was great, but he didn't play against, black players. I mean, if we're going to start fooling around with that kind of nonsense, let's go back and put asterisks and explanations under every single person there. That's ridiculous, and it's foolish for people to want to play around with history as they see it. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to do that stuff, Tony, let's do it to everybody.
That's an interesting point that you make. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. All right, let's take another call. This is Donald from Bernie, Texas. Donald, hello. You're on Talk of the Nation.
Good afternoon. Great topic.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Roden, I sure love the way you write. Could you please comment on the fact that the Texas Rangers are now going through a bankruptcy court proceeding to get rid of the owner that brought A-Rod to Texas in a, I guess, Steinbrenner-like manner, and yet now the team, having rid itself of that ownership, is much more successful, more admirable, and also A-Rod actually committed his steroid violations in Texas. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Donald, for that call. It's a little bit off, but it is connected. Can you answer that?
Well, it's a great observation in that I just say it's karma. it's sort of fate sort of taking care of the culprits, because you're right. Even going back to the Bush ownership of the Rangers, that was almost ground zero of a lot of that in Oakland, ground zero of a lot of steroid use, undetected steroid use. So in some ways, you might say this is chickens coming home to roost.
We've heard that comment before.
As
he did. Let's take another phone call. This is Robert from Lincoln, Massachusetts. Robert, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thank you. Long-time caller, long-time listener, first-time caller, and thank you, Mr. Roden, for great columns for the years. I just really had two quick points, and then I'll take the answer off the air. Number one, I think Alex Rodriguez is actually underrated as a baseball player, as funny as that might sound. He's the first infielder to make this list, and as a former Gold Glove winner at shortstop, I think that's pretty significant to be, that type of power hitter, but coming from the infield. But number two, I'd like to understand why we're not hearing more about the use of amphetamines, especially by guys like Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, who were seeing the performance of players on the road suffering without the use of amphetamines. And that actually might be the greatest testing that the MLB is doing today, rather than the performance enhancing drugs that gets much more attention than the amphetamines issue. But thank you very much.
Thanks, Robert.
Tony, that is such a an outstanding point. Wow, what smart callers we have.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's such a because you hear guys like Willie and Hank and all those guys get on the high horse, and in our day, listen. In that day, that he's exactly right. It's amphetamines. Everybody had to find a way to get through the day, and it was amphetamines. And so at every generation, you had people finding an edge, finding a competitive edge. That's why this talk all of a sudden of rewriting, putting asterisks and that kind of stuff is just ridiculous. There's an evolution to this stuff. And you're right. Bud Selig doesn't bring up that stuff about the amphetamines in that era because a lot of his friends played in that era, Hank Aaron and that group, And everybody, not everybody, but so many players in that generation used the greenies and the amphetamines. So that was really a great point. And I think the other great point that the caller made was about what Rodriguez has accomplished. I mean, this guy was a great shortstop. And the idea that a shortstop, an infielder, which historically is sort of like the anemic hitting position, the idea of a shortstop would be closing in on the home run record and hitting 600 at an early age is really a phenomenal achievement. So to that extent, I agree that A-Rod as superstars go, has probably not been given enough credit as being transformational.
Let me ask you to end the conversation with this question, Bill Roden, because I know that you follow sports and baseball in particular very closely. If you had a son and your son was watching A-Rod today, what would you say to him about A-Rod's accomplishment? How would you characterize it?
I just tell him, man, this is a great ball player. He's a great ball player. And I probably would go over some of the stuff he said as he admitted juicing. And one of the things A-Rod said is that, you know, he was insecure. He realized he did not have to juice. He really didn't have to juice. And I think that's one of the things that I think we should emphasize to our children about a lot of stuff, not just cheating in sports, but cheating in general, whether it's scholastically or anything. When you have self-confidence and inner confidence, you don't have to take shortcuts. You know, you don't have to cheat. But I think that all this ties into self-esteem, knowing who you are, and self-confidence. And that's what A-Rod said. He said, I was insecure, but now I realize I didn't have to do that stuff. I'd be great without it.
People are going to forgive him, aren't they?
Yeah, particularly in New York.
Yes, you know, you Yankee.
Win, baby.
We know how you Yankee fans are. Thanks very much, Bill, for dropping by. Good conversation. And we got it on the day that A-Rod hit home run number 600. Bill Roden is a columnist for the New York Times, joining us from member station WDET in Detroit, heading back to New York City. Travel safely, my friend. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Tony Cox.